You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, November 1st. I'm Jeffrey Kane, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $4.5 billion. That's how much Altria wrote down the value of its investment in vaping startup Juul Labs. It amounts to more than a third of what the Marlboro maker paid for a stake in Juul last year. Juul has come under fire this year over teenage vaping. Some cities and states have banned e-cigarette flavors like peach and cucumber because those have proved particularly popular among the young. The Federal Food and Drug Administration is weighing a nationwide crackdown as well. Given those regulatory pressures, Altria has now removed some uncertainty about its shares by cutting the value of its stake in Juul. The next number up is 13%. That's how much shares of Kraft Heinz gained on Thursday. The rise followed surprisingly strong quarterly earnings for the company, known for its Heinz ketchup and Velveeta cheese. It has been a challenging year for Kraft Heinz. Sales have been weak, and the company has written down billions of dollars on some of its brands. Its stock is still down 67% from an all-time high reached in 2017. So has Kraft Heinz turned a corner? It certainly has new leadership and a new strategy, and it has been able to reduce costs and raise prices. But many skeptics remain, in particular because more and more consumers nowadays prefer fresher and healthier foods. Our last number is 46,000. That's the number of General Motors employees who were out on strike in October. And now you might say, the strike is over, so why does that matter? It matters because those workers were counted by the government as unemployed. And that means the strike will have had a big impact on the closely watched employment numbers for October. Those come out this morning. The strike also rippled through to GM suppliers and their employees. All in all, that likely means a weak jobs report for October. Bottom line, the jobs report today may not be such a clear indicator of the health of the economy as it typically is. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, November 1st. I'm Jeffrey Kane, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.